Jean-Benoit. Well, the first thing I wanted to make a comment is, of course, here, as I said at the beginning, we're looking at one specific sector, so it's not a global evaluation. It's just to see how one specific sector is doing such such an evaluation and how it can feed into a more global review like the one of the UPR. First, I think what we see, which really matched with some of the things we've discussed this morning, is the question of the information need. And here we see very much how we didn't go as much as far into the details where you can get the sources. One of the reasons being that first we're looking here at all themes possible when you're global. You don't go that far in depth. And then, of course, the situation from one country to another changes a lot. So it's the exercise would have become just theoretical and useless. But we see, and it's very interesting because we had more or less the same reflections from the experience of Forum Asia, we see the need for specific information. And you remember how you need quantitative elements, qualitative elements, and you need also to work on the perception. That's perhaps what I don't see here very much in your analysis, would be how people perceive the things. But, of course, it has a lot of influence on how they see that. But where also I see another match, which is quite interesting, is on the list of who. Remember, we had who should be involved when you do this global evaluation. And here we see a lot of, you know, national commissions, academia, research institute, and so on. So we see really, well, we didn't at least, I didn't read their documents before what we did this morning. We didn't coordinate, but it shows really how when you do this global evaluation, it is important that civil society, which is the key player, does not play alone. So including others doesn't mean you're not playing your role as a leader in such a global evaluation or global assessments, but you should not do it just only alone, as much as possible. Because it is true that, for example, and that's very true in the field of water, the relationship between some civil society organizations and some private sector provider is not always excellent, to say the least. It can be even a very, very strong conflict, and it can go to very, very severe human rights violation, including attack against human rights defenders. So, but nevertheless, they are development partners, and they are probably included for some while. So there is a question, should we get rid of them, or can they become partner? And this, as such, is a question that should be put on the table. Not all experiences with private sectors are always negative. My feeling is they tend to be, unfortunately, a minority. It doesn't mean that it is an impossibility, and that has to be taken into consideration in a global evaluation. I don't know exactly where you wanted to go after that. So what I was really seeing for the time being is how these elements we see here from the right to water, and what is interesting is it really goes much more in depth than what we do in other fields, really meets some of the discussions we had earlier this morning. Perhaps another comment, but that's more general. You've been mentioning before the MDGs and the Millennium Development Goals. That's a more global strategic comment I could do. We are, and you probably all know that, entering a situation where we're going, first, the MDGs are coming to an end. The final date is supposed to be 2015. And we have started at the international level, at the UN level, a discussion on the post-15 agenda. In the post-15 agenda, it should basically, probably will, it's not totally sure, we still have to see, but theoretically, it should lead to developing new sustainable development goals. There are two elements in that which are very important, is that sustainable development goals should be for everybody. The Millennium Development Goals are only for the developing countries. So other countries don't have to take care about that at all. Sustainable development goals will be the same goals for all of the countries because we all have a sustainability challenge, and so we have to see how we develop it together. There's a very important work which is done right now to make sure that the human rights dimension of sustainable development goals will be better taken into consideration than it has for the MDGs, which were a disaster on that aspect. Not the Millennium Development Declaration, which had that aspect, but the goals totally forgot the issue of human rights, which, of course, has a direct aspect on the issue of public participation, for example. This is out. And that's perhaps what I was feeling also in reading some of your criteria. I said, well, the issue of participation, and that's where perception is important, because if you have the perception that anyway, this is going to be decided without you, regardless of whatever you do, you're not going to invest into trying to participate, even if formally these rights are there. And that's exactly part of the global evaluation that we have to do. So the question of the perception is important to include, and then how do you really have meaningful participation in the whole process? I think this is something which is extremely important. This is one of the key challenges in the coming years with the development of sustainable development goals. And this is not a secondary issue, and that should be taken much more seriously by human rights activists. Because if the SDGs will have the same weight as the MDGs have had, it means that a lot of the international finance, development programs, bilateral assistance, and all of these things will be oriented by the SDGs. So it's not a small technical issue that is going to be discussed starting next September in New York by the General Assembly. It's going to be a major issue that can have a lot of impact on our daily lives. And I think that's where the issue of SDG will make its way in our global evaluation of human rights assessment. So that's why I think here the link is extremely important. It's something to come. It's not there yet. And Katharina Albuquerque on the Right to Water is a leading figure in introducing this issue in the SDGs, and other special procedures are following that too. Probably the issue of SDGs will also make its way in the UPR. So when we are trying to do our own global evaluation, that's something that's going to be very important. So that's the comment I had to do on your first part of your presentation.
Excellent.